Sean Boyle is gonna talk. Last month he announced that he and his wife are having a baby. I don't know how you're gonna top that. You kind of dug a hole for yourself. Twins?
Everyone's been such good people so far. All these stories have been so clean and respectful, and I'm at the drags through the gutter here. So. Graduating high school, I had a girlfriend that didn't drink. She didn't do anything bad, or, you know, she was antisocial. I was antisocial. We were just a bad couple. So pretty much the beginning of my adult independence began the day I dumped her. And so 5 years, moved on. And so I was 21 years old, and I just shed 2 decades of social anxiety along with 75 pounds of body weight. So there was a lot to learn about the new me and what I could accomplish if I put my mind to it. So making friends with complete strangers, walking into a social situation with confidence, having a true sense of self-worth, and then having sex with as many people as I could. When in Rome, wear a condom. When I wasn't in the throes of beer pitchers and strange vaginas, I was sitting at home. I was sitting home alone in my one-bedroom apartment, dreaming about long-distance backpacking, being a writer, and numerous other more respectable pursuits. And I would tell all my bar friends these stories, and also my sexual liaisons. I would tell them about these fantasies, and I assured them they would all come true. But at the end of the night, I was just another guy driving home with the blood alcohol level way above the legal limit, wondering if he was going to get a DUI or a booty call in his text inbox. But they did enjoy my passion and my romanticized rants on life and adventure would kill the time until the next pitcher of beer arrived. But on one summer day, my entire gang of drinking pals decided to illegally camp on a beach in Lake Michigan. So there I was, ignoring the irony that my dreams of lugging a backpack down the Appalachian Trail had been replaced with dragging a cooler of beer through sand while holding a bag of Doritos between my teeth. Now I have to backtrack and give some backstory here, because a few months before that evening at that beach, I began having sex with a really close friend of mine. It wasn't planned or expected. It just happened, and we were pretty happy to keep letting it happen. And it became an unspoken language that at the end of every party, we would moonlight as a romantic couple and find full comfort in our one-dimensional attraction to each other. This had been the longest I spent having sex with the same person in my 2-year time of being single. So I had an idea that we should go on a date. I took her out to dinner, where we soberly stared at each other, not knowing what to say. With all the delusions of alcohol and the dim lighting of a bar removed, we were left with nothing to show for ourselves but our sheer lack of identity outside of that comfort zone. Our sexual relationship was concluded from there on. But on the night of this beach party, this friend and I were a part of a large group of drunk people swimming in Lake Michigan late that night. But people started to leave the water, and they headed back to partying on the beach, until only her and I remained. We shared a long moonlight conversation while floating in the wake of warm summer water. Eventually, we even discussed how weird it was that our date failed. So naturally, this escalated to the two of us having unprotected sex in plain sight of anyone on the shore with an imagination and 20/20 vision. When I got back on shore, one of my closest friends took me aside and scolded me for what she rightly assumed had happened. I could say nothing more than, "You're right, that shouldn't have happened." But I was left with the question of, "But then why did it happen?" For the rest of the evening, I was emotionally recluse, and I spent most of the time drinking beer by myself and staring into a fire trying to understand what all this means anymore. This introspection was interrupted by the sounds of a fist slamming into someone's skin. Off in the distance, I could see a friend from my group exchanging punches with a stranger from another group of people further down the beach. So apparently my friend had decided he wanted to fight someone. He approached them with his fist raised. A bunch of us rushed over, and I stepped between the combatants and shouted, "This is a long beach. We go that way, you go the other way, and the problem is solved." But one female of this group of strangers got in my face, angry that my drunk friend started all of this, and who was I to tell them how they should resolve their problem? Ultimately, she was right, and the best I could do was walk away and hope my friends follow suit. They did, but this lady was still not pleased with me, and she flung a full bottle of beer from point-blank range directly into my back. It hurt, but I just kept walking. So now it's 3 a.m., and nearly everyone has passed out, but I'm still awake, sitting around a campfire with three other people. Someone lights up a joint, and everyone takes one hit and decides to go to bed. So I sat alone at the fire, hoping to find answers of what my social purpose and future was as an individual. I smoked that joint alone, consuming an absurd degree of THC. I began to notice these dark figures of the night slowly approaching me in the distance. Now, this was so frightening because, I mean, it could have been cops, and I could have been arrested, and it could have been some gang initiation. I mean, yeah, I was freaking out. It turned out it was the very same group of strangers from that altercation. They politely asked if they could join me, and we talked about how crazy the night had been. Everyone took a turn giving their stone, long-winded apology for their role in that night's drama. And by the time they said goodbye and I passed out on the beach beneath a canopy of stars, I realized that I wasn't better than these people or the friends I traveled with. We're just all on the same beach, and this is what you do when you're here. I never returned to that beach, literally or metaphorically. It was a humbling end to another era of my path as just another frightened and confused living being on this planet. I hope to share a beach with many of these friends again someday, but this time with a family, camping permits, and less fist fighting.